Nation of Little Tree, and they close their eyes and listen as I did when these stories were read to me. All of my siblings and all of their friends, sometimes it was quite a crowd, would gather and listen to my mom or dad as they began to read aloud. A different voice for every princess, every knight and all of the dragons, and when my mom read Tolkien, you could actually tell the difference between Frodo and Bilbo Baggins. We spent so much time reading out loud on long drives or nestled in reading nooks. Much of the man I am today was influenced by all the good books that my mother and father read to me when I was no more than a child. I know why the caged bird sings, and I know the call of the wild. Charlotte's Web, Watership Down, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry. The Diary of Anne Frank, A Wrinkle in Time, and The King Must Die. Read to your children all of the time. Novels and nursery rhymes, autobiographies, even the newspaper. It doesn't matter. It's quality time. Because once upon a time, we grew up on stories and the voices in which they were told. We need words to hold us and the world to behold us for us to truly know our own souls.
This audio program is presented by Audible.